Michelle Bagratton is standing by in our Parliament House studios. Good morning to you, Michelle.
Hi, Hamish.
The opposition leader, they're sounding pretty upset at Scott Morrison's appearance alongside Donald Trump at what appeared to be some kind of campaign rally. Is that reasonable?
I don't think it was a very good look to be in that setting. Obviously, he wanted as much FaceTime with the president as possible, but nevertheless, I would have thought that maybe Washington was enough, and that Scott Morrison would have been better to be by himself at the Pratt operation at that opening, because it did look very much as though the Australian Prime Minister was taking part in a Trump election rally, and that's not a good look.
We heard overnight, obviously, Scott Morrison make his comments about China and its status as a developing economy. And in that interview with Anthony Albanese, a very clear point of differentiation. We have Scott Morrison saying that China is a newly developed nation, and the opposition now saying no. It's still a developing economy. Does that sort of, I guess, lead us into a situation where the whole trade question becomes much more political?
I guess it does. I think that what Scott Morrison said, though, should be put in context. Anthony Albanese seemed to be suggesting it was a completely new point. But if you look back at the Morrison speech in June, which set out his position on the trade dispute and related issues, he said then that China had reached a point of economic maturity. Now, he's taken this a step further and emphasised and stressed that China is now a changed economy, a newly developed economy, as he has described it, and that reinforced his point that China needed to change its trading behaviour, its relationship with other countries in the economic and trade sphere. But it is a continuation of an argument that he has been putting for a while.
The PM is now in New York at the UN. He won't be attending the climate summit, though. He is going to be talking about what Australia is doing to try and clean up the oceans. Is that a substitute, in your view, for whatever our position is on reducing carbon emissions?
Well, it's good to be into the argument or good to be into the push to clean up the oceans. Let me say that in the beginning. But I think it's certainly not a substitute. And I do think that the government is looking more and more out of step in the climate debate. It's looking on the defensive, although it says always we will meet our targets and that it has a policy. But we see this debate just gaining momentum internationally, and I think that Australia sort of sidestepping events like this climate summit is unfortunate. We see business people from Australia there arguing the case, but not the government. And one report I noticed said that climate was not discussed at all in the talks between the President and the Prime Minister. If that's right, it does seem rather extraordinary given what's going on internationally.
Michelle Grattan, thank you.
Thanks, Hamish.
Michelle Grattan is the Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at the University of Canberra.